And it's sad that it's under these circumstances, but it's an honor for me to visit with Howard Arenstein with CBS News. Howard, welcome to News and Views.
It's an honor for me to be on your station.
Well, we love the work you do, and
Thank
we
you.
Love being associated with CBS News. Howard, there's been all types of calls for deeper security. Everything I've seen tends to make me believe that this could easily have happened with what was going on. Is there anything that the media is finding where there was a real lapse here of security?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of things. Defense Secretary Hagel yesterday said there were all kinds of red flags, and they're going to go through and investigate and find out why they were missed. I think the biggest thing is the incident that happened about 6 weeks ago in Newport, Rhode Island, where Aaron Alexis was told a police that he was hearing voices in a hotel room, that there were people in the next room or in the ceiling above him. And the police told him to stay away from the people he thought he was seeing and reported it to the naval police. The naval police apparently then did nothing and never reported it on. Now, if that incident had been reported to the contractor that he was working for, it's possible he never would have gotten the approval to get on the Washington Navy Yard base. But we'll really never know that.
There were markings in his weaponry, in the Remington. The one seems easy to understand, the other one not so much. Can you walk our audience through that?
Yeah, one of them says, I think it said, it's better this way, which sort of sounds like, you know, this is the way you wanted to go. And the other one said something about, this is my ELF weapon, which they're speculating might mean extra low frequency weapon, which they're also speculating might somehow be connected to the fact that he told the police there in Newport that people were sending vibrations his way. So it's possible that was a reference to that. But again, we really don't know.
It also was interesting that one of the first things that came out in this story was his passion for he had a real passion for video games and for the violence of video games.
Yep.
How much is that weighing into all of this?
Well, it's weighing in, you know, like all the other factors. Apparently he holed up in his room for long periods of time playing violent video games. But, you know, a violent video game went on sale yesterday and they made $800 million in one day. So a lot of people play those games. It's hard to know. But he also had a passion for Buddhism. You know, and he went to Thailand and studied Buddhism and went to Buddhist temples. And Buddhism is a nonviolent religion, so that sort of doesn't make much sense. He did request treatment from the Veterans Administration after this incident with hearing the voices. He went to a VA clinic and said that he couldn't sleep, and they gave him a drug, which a report in the Washington Post identifies as Traxadone, which is something that helps you sleep and something that deals also with depression. He took that for apparently a few weeks and went back and got some more. So to me, it's sort of not clear what effect that might have been having on him also. These drugs can have different effects on different people.
Howard Arenstein is our guest, CBS News. Howard, I know we only have a little bit of time left, but, you know, part of the conversation that's being held on the national scale, which I think is good, is how do I, if I'm suffering from the same type of thing that Aaron Alexis is,
right,
how do I want to live any type of a full life by still admitting that I'm hearing demons in my head if it disqualifies me from, you know, working?
Right, right, right. That's true. And when he went into the Veterans Administration clinic and spoke to the counselors there, they asked him, are you depressed? Are you in any kind of danger to your own life? You know, and he answered no to those questions. So he was refusing mental health counseling at that point, and he was just requesting medication to help him sleep.
And from what I've read, his friends say that they had no indicator at all that this was going to happen.
Yeah, apparently so. And his mother also said the same thing yesterday. She put out a statement saying she's so, so sorry, apologizes to everybody, and just see she had no idea that he was going to go and do something like this. None of it makes sense. The Washington Navy Yard is slowly getting back to normal, but that building, 197, will be closed for a while. There's a lot of destruction in there. 12 people were killed, several others wounded. So there's blood and destruction all over that building.
Everyone takes an opportunity like this, as tragic as what it is, to make their case. Some for further gun control, mm-hmm. some for saying it relates to mental issues. Howard, do you see that playing out nationally?
I do. I mean, I think it's already started. I think there are, you know, people who are going to be arguing for both of those things, and there's also an inspection of the security checks going on. What, you know, the Chuck Hagel ordered a Defense Department wide study of how these contractors are cleared to get into military bases. There's a lot of them, and it's apparently the checks are not as good as they should be.
Howard, I know we're on a short timeline here. I do appreciate your time.
Anytime.
You bet. Howard Bye-bye. Arenstein.